Palestinian police have detained the leader of a radical Palestinian faction. The group had claimed responsibility for the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister 3 months ago. Earlier, two Israeli civilians were killed in separate Palestinian attacks in the West Bank. Israel immediately reimposed travel restrictions on Palestinians who braced for Israeli retaliation. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian security officials detained Ahmed Saadat, the head of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, or PFLP. The PFLP had claimed responsibility for the killing of Israeli tourism minister Rehavam Ze'evi in October. For the past 6 weeks, Israel has prohibited Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat from leaving the West Bank city of Ramallah, saying he will be allowed to travel only after he arrests Ze'evi's killers. Mustafa Barghouti, the head of the Palestinian Medical Relief Committees in Ramallah, says it's the first time that Arafat has ordered the arrest of the head of a faction that is part of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Barghouti warns it was a mistake.
I think it will weaken Arafat and the Palestinian Authority further. I mean, the way to resolve the differences is to debate with people and agree on a common strategy and then have people's commitment based on their participation. Not by giving them just orders, you know. And I believe this will strengthen the opposition.
He says that most Palestinian factions had obeyed Arafat's call for a ceasefire a month ago.
People were very supportive of ceasefire. The only thing that affected them is the Israelis' continuation of fire. Because during the period of 3 weeks, Israel continued to attack Palestinians. They conducted 15 attacks. And they killed 21 people, and they continued with assassination policy.
Yesterday, Palestinian gunmen killed two Israelis in the West Bank. The first, an American citizen who had frequent contacts with Palestinians, but who entered Bethlehem against Israeli regulations, and the second, a woman at a gas station just north of Jerusalem. Radical Palestinian groups said it was in retaliation for Israel's alleged assassination of a Palestinian militant on Monday. The Palestinian Authority condemned the killings of the two Israelis, but Israeli officials questioned their sincerity. Israeli government spokesman Dori Gold says Israel's not even sure PFLP head Saadat is under arrest.
Unfortunately, we have been through these stories before of assertions by the Palestinian Authority that they have arrested major figures who have been involved in international terrorism on their side. And in fact, they have presented the evidence to members of the European Union or the United States, and it turns out the man is walking free.
Speaking before yesterday's violence, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said arresting Palestinians responsible for killing Israelis is just one step Arafat must take to prove he is serious about peace.
He should dismantle the terrorist organizations. He should collect all the weapons, and these weapons should be handed to American representatives taken out of the Palestinian Authority area and destroyed.
U.S. Special Mideast Peace Envoy Anthony Zinni was supposed to return to the region this week to try to formalize an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire, but that trip has been postponed. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.